Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Altobelli. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jack Kralik. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting third. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Green. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ken Retzer. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Bud Zipfel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Benny Daniels. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Benny Daniels. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Retzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive towards short. Virals reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to third. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Green scores. Hinton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Senators. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daniels fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zipfel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kralik for the out. Verhals moves to second. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins 0. The Senators will come to bat. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik fires to first and has Cottier trapped. There's the throw to Verhals, who tags Cottier for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive towards the mound. Daniels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Altobelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Altobelli moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive towards short. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins 0. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Retzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tasby moves to third. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Tuttle moves to second. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0-for-1 in the game. Kralik strikes out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Verhals moves to third. Green moves to second. It's Twins, 1, Senators, 1. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verhals scores. Green scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zipfel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altobelli for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Dan Dobek now playing center field. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zipfel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Zipfel reaches second base with a double. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Daniels strikes out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-2 in the game. Cottier hits a fly ball into left field. Altobelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Cott pinch runs for Earl Batty. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Allison reaches second base with a double. Cott moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Marty Cotina now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Verhals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cott scores. Allison scores. Tuttle moves to third. It's 5-1, Twins. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0-for-2 in the game. Kralik bunts towards the mound. Cotina fields it and throws to first for the out. Verhals moves to second. One out. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Hal Narragon now catching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Lee now pitching. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to second. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Retzer hits a line drive into right field. Allison picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Allison. Green scores. Tasby goes all the way around to score. Retzer moves to second. It's 5-3, Twins. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 3. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby, who is chasing the ball. Killebrew reaches third base with a triple. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altobelli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Altobelli reaches second base with a double. Killebrew scores. It's 6-3, Twins. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon bunts between the mound and first base. Cutina scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Narragon for the out. Altobelli moves to third. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Allison hits a fly ball towards left. Hinton catches it and throws to home to double up Altobelli. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Marty Cutina. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0 for 3 in the game. Cotter hits a fly ball into center field. Dobek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Dobek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Chaney now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Verhals hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verhals. The throw from Retzer and he is safe. Verhals steals second. Don Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Dabek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dabek is 0-for-1 in the game. Dabek hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Dabek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Retzer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dabek. Retzer reaches second base with a double. Jim King pinch hits for Chuck Hinton. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim King now playing left field. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-4 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Altobelli hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Jose Valdivielso now playing third base. Dan Dabek now playing left field. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zipfel for the out. One out. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Tom Chaney. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.